don't take that lightly, because we are here because of the people that have gone before us and are serving for us. To have the what do we call it, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And so we thank God for America. We thank God for the whole world, because he came for the whole world. And so we just thank you and thank God. And we pray that we will see his glory be done. I am Josie Vicky, and those of you that have known me, you've known me for a long time. Tim and I got married 31 years ago, almost in August, and I moved from Texas to Michigan. Long journey. So many differences, not just the cultures, but the weather. And, you know, you just invited me here as your, you are my family. You've accepted me, you've loved me, you've loved us, and you've mentored us. Some of you, we were in Bible study together, and we studied scripture, and we've come a long way. And some of you, I played volleyball with, or we did softball, and we were just good friends, good neighbors. And so it's a joy to be here. I mean, I left so many years ago to go to seminary in Indiana. Then we went to Hawaii to pastor there for several years, and then to Africa. And now look, I'm back in Michigan. Praise the Lord, right? And so I just want to share with you a little bit about Colossians. We're looking at the book of Colossians. But through that, we also are putting it into our lives. What are the scriptures telling us? Okay, and last week, Tim, my husband, shared with you about Paul being in prison and writing a letter to the Colossians, and just encouraging them to keep in the faith. Okay, and so we're going to be looking at that. I wanted to share with you, I look at the screen and I see the message in a bottle. That's our theme for this summer. From Pastor Bill Greiner, who is at Warner Camp this week. And so these, whose feet do you think these are? Yeah, Pastor Julie and myself, we were in Daytona Beach last year, November or something, October. And so we got a chance to go and put our feet in the water and walk the sand, and it's just a lovely time. And you know, being in Hawaii, the ocean, and some of you did come out and visit, and some of you have gone and visited there, and it's just spectacular. I mean, the deep blue sea. And we would go to the beach on a regular basis. And it was so much fun, because not only did we play in the sand and build castles, but we go into the water and surf and jump the waves, go under the waves, and those waves, sometimes they'll come crashing, and it was just so much fun to even go under. But at times when we're under, it's so dark, you know. It's like, I just want to come up. I want air. I want to breathe. I want to see the light. And so it reminded me of, as a child, when I was grew up in Corpus Christi, Texas, and the Gulf of Mexico. Salt water, it's an ocean. So I've been to the Pacific, Atlantic, but this is the Gulf of Mexico where I grew up. And we would go as children all the time. And it was my dad saying that if you were sick or you had a cut or a bruise or anything, go to the ocean, get in the water, it'll cure you, you'll feel better. And you know, it does something. I mean, it relaxes you, it heals you. And it's something like, you know, in that movie Windex, spray it, it solves every ailment. Well, the same for me growing up, being around water. And so when I came to Michigan, there weren't not salt water. I mean, it's the Great Lakes, right? I mean, they're beautiful Great Lakes. And I just love Michigan. And this time of year especially is the time to get out and go to the beach and, you know, not only fish, but swim and enjoy yourself. So Pastor Greiner has encouraged us that if you have some time, if you can get away, go out and think and contemplate, what is God telling you? What does God want for you in your life? What does God want for us as a congregation to do or to be about? Okay, so that's the encouragement. So I give you a little bit about that, to go and enjoy the Great Lakes, the clear blue water, and get refreshed. So let's turn to the book of Colossians. If you have your Bibles or your smartphones, YouVersion, and we'll pick up on chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. I'm reading from the NIV, but in your bulletin you have the New Living Translation. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray that in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us to the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your love, for the scriptures, for your word. Lord, we thank you that you love us, that you take us from where we are, and that you continue guiding us and showing us your way. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And so Paul is praying. This is a letter about to the Colossians. Paul is telling them, letting them know that he has heard from Epaphras. He has heard about the church, that they believe in Christ, and that it's bearing fruit. It's growing. It's going throughout the country, the world. And so he is encouraging them, letting them know that he's thinking about them. He's continually praying for them. And you do the same. You pray for people. You continually pray for them. And you prayed for us. And I tell you, it's through your prayers that we make some of those dark nights, that we could make it through. And so Paul is encouraging them to continue in their spiritual knowledge and wisdom and understanding. So it's not just to acquire knowledge, but it's also to understand it spiritually, what God wants them to learn, so that they can be pleasing to him. You know, it's like children. As a school teacher, you know, I've taught from kindergarten through sixth grade. And I know that I can't be giving fifth grade material to little ones, to kindergartners, you know. They need just the beginning portions of it. But then we don't want to keep them just in kindergarten. We want them to be prepared for the next grade level. So we give them, you know, the knowledge that they need. I model for them. I teach them. I encourage them. They work in teams. They work together to gain that knowledge. It's the same with our spiritual walk. We need the Word of God. We need to be in it, reading it, studying it, meeting with others to study, to encourage us. And so it's also through the wisdom. Once we get knowledge, okay, do we understand it? So we have to apply it. That's the knowledge. That's the understanding. Use it. Apply it. Teach someone else. Talk to someone else about the love of Christ. You've accepted Christ in your heart. Now share it with others. And then he goes on to let them know that he wants them to be strong, to strengthen them. The spiritual power, Christ's power. You know, it's like when you go to the gym and you're exercising. When you first start, I mean, when I first started going to the gym, it's like, okay, what do I do? What are all these apparatuses and machines and things? And so I had a coach. I had someone there to show me, okay, this is how you know, for your weight and your size, you need to lift this many weights, and this is how you use this machine and so forth. And so it's the same with how we're going to be strong in God's word. How are we going to be a strong Christian? How are we going to know when things come our way, how to discern, how to have that wisdom? And so it is through the scriptures, through prayer, that we strengthen one another, through each other, encouragement, walk along someone else, you know, be in the word. So when we were in the congregation, and we got into Bible study. You mentored us. You helped us. You taught me the word. And so it was my choice to keep learning, to keep reading, to keep studying. And I'm a lifelong learner, as all of us are. You know, we continue to read. But not just so that I gain the knowledge, but so that I can understand it and then be able to share it with others. And so then it's to be about living a life of the light. You know, we want to shine brightly. We want others to see us, but to see Christ, right? We want people to see Christ. So here's the light, right? I don't know if you can see it, but, you know, there's darkness all around us. I mean, it's the principalities that are there. We fight against spiritual warfare, and we have Jesus Christ in our lives, and he lives with us, and he wants us to know that and to express it joyfully. Give thanks always and express it joyfully, and be out there. I mean, when you talk about like the new coffee or a new store or a new clothesline, you go and publicize it. Oh yeah, I went here and I tried this coffee. You need to try it. How often do you share about Jesus? Do you go talking, or do you just hold it for yourself, all the knowledge? And when you see someone struggling, do you help them? Do you give them some scripture, or just walk alongside them? Because there are some tough times. I mean, last year we went through the experience of Tim being injured with his broken foot. And so it was like, okay, making decisions. Where should we go? Where is God leading us to get the care? And so we came to Michigan. And through that time, I mean, it takes time to go through the surgery, to get healing. And for me as a caregiver, I mean, I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I've been a teacher. I've been his wife. But now he's injured. As a nurse, I don't have those skills. And so I had to rely on the Lord to give me the patience. You know, as a caregiver, it takes a lot of patience. They can't move. Jim can't do the things I was accustomed for him to do. And now I have to be doing everything. And it's like, I'm tired. What do I do next? You know, I need help. But sometimes we don't want to ask for help. It's like we want to do it all ourselves. I can do it all myself. But no, it was when the time came that I went to a congregation, asked for help. You know, they brought some meals. We studied the word together. It was a time of healing, not just for the injured person, but for myself as a caregiver. It was a time for healing. And it's not just the area that needs the healing, but it's the whole body, mind, and soul. You know, the mind needs to be refreshed as well. And so it's like, what are we studying? What are we thinking about? What are we doing? Where is our mind? Where are our eyes? So we need to fix our eyes on Christ, and we need to sharpen our mind and rely on His Word to get us through those dark times. And that's what brings about healing for the whole body, mind, and spirit. And so we need to be in the Word of God to have refreshment for our spirit, because we will get drained. So we need to fill our cup back up so that we can be poured out. And so I needed to do that myself to be able to bring the love and compassion and care for Tim. And it also taught me that when I go to the grocery store, I have to be more patient with the people around there, because they're going through some things as well. I mean, I was going through some stuff. I needed to go get the things and to take care of Tim. And I even brought Tim to the store with me, but he couldn't walk. He was slower. He had the crutches. You remember that. And now he's doing better. So now he's running, and he's faster than I am. But be patient with those around you, and love others, and have compassion for them, because we don't know what they're going through. And through some of those times, I mean, we were at another store, and we saw a gentleman struggling as well. And I stopped, and we stopped and said, encouraged him. You know, we've been through that. You will make it through. You will come through it. And then we started talking, and it was like, oh, yes, I believe in Jesus too. We're Christians. Oh, we rely on the Word to strengthen us. And it's just beautiful when we take the time to get to know others and to have compassion for what they're going through. So shine the light of Christ, and that is within us, okay? And how we express it with joy, not somber, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian. No, rejoice in the Lord always. Okay, and it goes on to say, do it to please the Lord through perseverance, endurance. It is a pleasing to the Lord when He sees that you are growing, you are maturing, you are taking the gospel to others. It is spreading. And so here Paul is writing and encouraging the Colossians, keep your faith, keep strong in the Word, keep strong in with each other as a church, because tough times are going to come. You know, there are going to be some other ideas or other things that will come to try to distract you and confuse you and try to persuade you to go this way or that way. You need to stay focused on the truth, on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the subject. And so it goes on to, once you're firm on the Lord, continue and continue your maturity and taking it out to the world and sharing with others. And so that is a prayer that we can also pray for other people to understand God's will, to gain spiritual wisdom, pleasing and honoring God, to bear fruit, and to grow in the knowledge of God, to be filled with God's strength, and have great endurance and patience, and to give thanks always, and rejoicing in the Lord. So through the darkness, there will be light. Light. Christ is our light. And let us share that with others. And let's continue with our spiritual knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And it takes time. It's not going to come overnight. We need to continue daily reading, daily studying, listening to sermons, but you can't get everything just on a Sunday or Wednesday, but every day, be diligent in the Word. And with God, all things are possible. So let us shine our light and be bright out there this 4th of July weekend and be safe. So thank you very much. We love you, and we encourage you to continue in the faith, continue learning the Word and applying it. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity that you have come into our lives. And if we don't know you yet, may we come to know you, and may we continue to grow in you, in the knowledge of your grace. Walk with us, continue giving us guidance and direction. May we trust in you in all things and always. In Jesus' name, amen.